Right, we find ourselves at the bottom of Daf 50, 50b, that is Nun Amud Bet, and we quote the Mishnah. We're still talking about the Tagirei Lud. We're talking about the merchants of Lud. And we'd mentioned, Ad Matai Mutar Lachzor, until when can the buyer return the item? And we'd mentioned that he's got as long as it takes for him to show it to a businessman who's expert in this thing, or to his relative, etc. Now, the question is, we touched on it yesterday, and now we deal with it more fully. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked, Lo Shanu, Ele Lokach. We're only here talking about the buyer. Aval Mocher, when it comes to the seller, Le'olam Chozer, he can always retract. Now, always doesn't mean come back years later. As we're going to see, it really means that he's also got a certain amount of time, not absolutely unlimited, but he has a much longer period of time, which we will define. Neymar Masalei. Maybe the following, if we say that that statement, says Rav Nachman, does the Mishnah, surely the Mishnah supports him, because it says Chazru de Divrei Chachamim. It says they went back to the statements of the rabbis. So let's analyze that in terms of this. Iyamata Bishlama. You would say that if a seller could always go back on the transaction, that's why they went back to the rabbis, because this was only to their disadvantage, because of the fact that the buyer had a certain amount of time to retract his purchase and get the overcharge back, whatever the case is. And therefore, if they had a shorter period of time, it would be better for them rather than a long period of time. That is where they were happy, because it doesn't ever affect the seller's right to go back and renege on the sale. If you would say the period for buyers is the same as it is for sellers, i.e. that sellers only have a limited amount of time, the same way the buyers only have a limited amount of time. So then why did they say, "Ma nafkimina lay minay"? So what's the difference, to them? The same way as the buyer is getting more time to retract, the seller would also be getting more time to retract. It's fair on both sides. And therefore, they wouldn't have gone back to what Rabbi Tarfon suggested. They go back to what the rabbi said, because it would have benefited them as well as a disadvantage for them. Okay. Kiyaki Avdilai Rabbanan Takanta Lulukaya Chakinami Avdilai Rabbanan Takanta Namokher. And we just expand on that. We just say the same way. It's fair on both sides, i.e. the same way the rabbis came along and gave the buyer a fixed window. It also gave the seller a fixed window as well. So therefore, surely it proves that the sellers can always retract, and that's why they decided, no, if it's going to be problematic for us if the buyer has a longer window, according to Rabbi Tarfon, even though we could charge more, and that's why we're going back to what the seller says. Okay. And that surely that supports. So the Gemara says, actually, Tagirei Lud lo Shkiach de Tau. No, really, with these merchants of Lud, it's very rare that they would make a mistake, and therefore, it's not necessarily a proof, because they prefer the buyers to have less time, because they themselves don't make a mistake, so they don't need that much time. So they prefer the buyers to have less time, and therefore that's it, rather than they themselves could renege. Okay, so that's how the Mishnah could be explained, and therefore our Mishnah is not a proof to what Rav Nachman said. All right, that the seller always retracts. Okay, we're going to see more about that coming up. But anyway, in the meantime, we continue. Ushpazike de Rami Bar Chama Zavni Chamra Avatar. So what happens is the landlord of Rabbi Bar Chama, he sold a donkey and he made a mistake. Okay, he got the price wrong. Ashkechach Dehava Atziv, and Rami Bar Chama found that he was very upset. Amalei, amai atzavta, atzavat. Why are you so upset? Amalei, zvini chamra, vatai. You listen, I sold my donkey, I made a mistake in the price. Amalei, zio hadabach. You can go along and retract. Amalei, hi, shahai li yoter, mikadesh era la tagar or la karov. So he says, surely, haven't I missed the time period? Because I had time, it's past the time that I could have shown it to another merchant or to a relative of mine that is clued up in this in these instances. No, Shadai Kameda Rav Nachman. So he sent him, Rabbi Machama sent him to front of Rav Nachman for a ruling. And Amalei, Lo Shanu Ele Lokach. Okay, so now we hear a qualification that it's only with regard to a buyer, he says, and according to my opinion, Aval Mocher La'olam Chozer, La'olam Chozer. He says a seller can always retract. In other words, you've got longer than the buyer's window for retraction. You can go along and retract. After that, the seller can always retract. My timer, what is the reason for that? Lokach Mekako Biado. The reason is that the buyer has the item in his hand. He has his purchase in his hand, and therefore, kol haicha de'azil mechazelei, he can go along and show it to everyone. And you can ask him, you say, listen, look what I got, and this is how much I got it for. And the guy said, listen, bud, you got ripped off. And therefore, he can, he's got it, and he can show it around. Amalei, ita ilota. And people can say, listen, you got it for a fair price, you got ripped off, etc. So therefore, mocher, delo nakat mekachai biadai. So therefore, the seller no longer has the item with him. So what you have to do, ad dimit ramei lei zvina kezvinate. What he has to do is we give him much more time because we say he's got to go along and find an item just like this in the market. And therefore he's got to look at viada I ta ilota. And then he'll see, listen, this item is being sold for much more. And therefore I could have got much more for my item. Okay, so on a practical level, there are all different qualifications for this. Obviously, we're talking here where it is a fairly unique item. If it is commoditized, then obviously this type of thing wouldn't apply. It's only where it's a specific item that is got a market value according to a few people, but not if it's vegetables or something like that. Then there is a clear market price. Okay, so so this is just in that specific instance. Now, related to that, we have the following story. Ahi gavra dahava nakat yar shachay lezvunai. There was a person who had these silk items that he wanted to go along and sell. Kare shita v'shavir kamsha. Really, he was selling them for six. He was announcing the price is six, but everyone knows that their real price was five. So this is really they're worth five. So he's actually overcharging by more than a sixth here. Okay, essentially the inherent value is five. But everyone knows he have lay have lay chamishiva palga. But everyone knows that he's okay. He'll be okay if he sells them for five and a half. So the guy is just mentioning this high price, but everyone really knows that he's happy to accept five and a half. Have a shakel. Then he would sell it to them. He'd take it and thereby sell it. Okay, atu gavra. So now this one guy comes along, v'amar, and he says to himself, yavin alei chamshu palga. If I give the guy five and a half, okay, have a mechila. Then it's going to be the overcharge is going to be less than a sixth, and there, as we've seen with our reason, as our halakha came across at the end of yesterday's daf, less than a sixth, it's implied that implicit mechila, that you give up on the difference between the two. If I give him five and a half, then I'll have just overpaid, and I won't have any recourse to that. We say there's mechila involved in that. Ana atan lay shita. What I'm going to do? I'm going to give him six vitpa'ai ledina, and I'll come along and take him to court on this item. And therefore, I'll get my full amount back in this instance. Okay, so even though there's more than a sixth, normally the whole transaction is mevatel. Maybe he's saying, listen, according to that first version of our Mishnah, as opposed to the actual halakha, according to that first version of Mishnah, even an overcharge of more than a sixth could be refunded. Okay, so he ends up, he does that, seemingly, and Atzer Kamei Rava, and he comes in front of Rava, Amalei. And Rava says, listen, Lo Shanu Ela Belokach Minatagar. Qualification, another qualification is that only when you're buying from a proper merchant that we are talking about over here, it says, Aval Belokach Mibalabait. And when it comes to a Balabait, and a law, I love Ona, the Balabait is kind of exempt from Ona. Okay, you know, and we're going to see, you know, what does exempt mean? There's no claim. Is that talking? You can charge much more than a sixth, or just there is even limits with him. You know, if he, you know, maybe it's a half or something like that. Because really, as we're going to see in a second, you know, in a few minutes, I'm not sure it does come up exactly why a buyer. From a homeowner doesn't sell things at the right price. Anyway, the Gemara comes along. Ahu gavra have a nakit pere lezavun. So now this guy has got these kefe. Sorry, not pere kefe lezavun. He's got these jewels to come along and sell. Very similar story to what we had. Kareshitin v'shaver chamashin. They were worth. He's selling them for 60. It was actually worth 50. Chamashin v'chamsha v'shakel, and he's prepared to accept 55. So it's just the numbers have changed, but it's the same concept. Ato gavra, this person comes along v'amrele yavin elay chamashin v'chamisha havei michila. If I sell it, if I buy it for 55, actually worth 50, there's going to be implicit michila. I'm going to have to just overpay and I can't get my money back. It's implied that I paid for it in full. Atan lay shitin. So what I'll do, I'll pay 60 for it. It by ledina, and I'll take him to din for the overcharge, and I'll get the 10 back, and I'll actually have got it for 50. Atakamei the Rav Chisda. Now instead of Rava, we have Rav Chisda. And but the same concept applied, and he says, Amalei, Rav Chisda said to him, Lo shanu, ela belokeach minatagar. That's only when you buy it from a proper merchant who buys and sells these goods on an ongoing basis. Aval belokeach minabalabait, en alav, lo alav ona. There's no ona when it comes to a baal habait, to a normal homeowner. That's it. Okay, so. There's a wider scope of things. I might as well just mention it, because now we've had it twice, even though we are going to see it later. Really, what happens is, because the homeowner has, he would say, he's got kind of, number one, he's not very involved in the market, and when he's selling something, it might have sentimental value to him. So therefore, according to him, it's a relative, you know, it's because of that he increases the price, because he wants to get more money, because it's very dear to him, and therefore that is why you are entitled to increase, he's entitled to increase the price, because subjectively it's got more value to him. And now he's being forced to sell it. All right, so Amalei Rav Dimi comes back and he says to Rav Chisda, V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, and so too Rav Elazar says, Amalei Rav Dimi Yashar, he says, like Shkach, that is Yashar Kochaka, you've done well, and V'chein Amar Rav Elazar Yashar, he also says, Shkach, you've done that. And it says, V'hai Anant Nan, and also we've learned, Keshem Sh'ona Lehed Yot Kachon. However, the Mishnah that's just about to come up, we say, no, surely the same way there is Ona for a merchant, is the same way there's Ona for an ordinary person, a Hedyot as well. Okay, so surely Ona applies there. My Hedyot, what are we talking about here? What's a Hedyot? Lav Balabat, surely an ordinary person is here talking about a standard homeowner who's doing things. Amar Rav Chisda, no. Betzad Ria, Rita, we're talking here about like these... specific linen garments, okay, which the homeowner specifically makes for selling, okay, aval. So that's one thing. That's when there's ona for a more commoditized type of item, aval. Okay, so here we go with our comments as to why a homeowner, when it comes to selling items which are important, stroke sentimental, and they are therefore more expensive for him. So he sells them to get extra money, and that's really, he's obviously under pressure over there. He doesn't want to give up on these items, but he's forced to, and that is why we say that he is what we say is that he's entitled to more money for that. Right. So now, as we get to the Mishnah, which we just mentioned, echad rokeh v'echad mocher, yesh lehem ona, both the buyer and the seller are subject to ona, and it says kushaim she ona lehediot kach ona latagar. So in the same way, it applies for ordinary people as well as merchants as well. Rabbi Yehuda mer ein ona latagar. Rabbi Yehuda says, seemingly a strange statement, that there is no overpricing for a merchant, because he's an expert, and therefore he should know the market value. We're going to see what that means in a second. Me should tell Alav Yoda Leliona, the one on who this ona was done, whether it's overcharging or underbuying. In other words, you buy it for much less than it's worth. So therefore, his hand, whoever had the ona done to him, his hand is on is got the upper hand. In other words, Ratza Omer Lo Tani Mati or Tani Tani Ma She Inyatani. Okay, so again we get to the Mishnah where it says if there was ona done, you can either say give me back the money and nullify this whole transaction, or he's got the ability to get the money back, the overcharge, stroke, undercharge, etc. So either you can nullify the sale, or else you can get the money back. As we said, that is the same as the previous Mishnah. Not actually what we hold. We had Rava's opinion yesterday at the end of yesterday's daf. Rava and that's it. And then also and Rav Natan explained that. Okay. In any case, the Gemara picks up. Mina Hanimili. Where do you know that from? That both the buyer and the seller are subject to the law of ona. The Tanna Rabbanan, as we learned, and we talk about a verse here, and the verse is in Parashat Bahar. Okay, it says, "V'chi timkru memkered amitecha." If you go along and you sell to your friend an item that is sold, and then the verse continues, not quoted here, which you know, not quoted yet, that or buy from him. It says, "Al to'onu," you're not allowed to overcharge. Okay, when you sell to your friend, you're not allowed to come and do this ona. On this thing, you're not allowed to rip him off. Okay, only ella she tanan lokach. That's only if the buyer is ripped off. Nitana mocher minan. How do you know if the seller has or not performed on him? I.e. the seller undersells, he sells for too little. Tamodomar or kone it out on it. Right. So it says if you sell or buy, if you sell to your brother an item that is sold, or acquire it from your brother's hand, it says you're not allowed to exploit him. You're not allowed to overcharge or undercharge in this case. So it mentions both the buyer and the seller in this in this verse. Okay, alt tonu, you're not allowed to overcharge or undercharge. Itchik the miktav lokach, and you have to write both the buyer as well, the itchik the miktav mocher, as well as the seller. So you have to write both the buyer and the seller in the verse. Okay, why? The ikatav rachmana mocher, if you'd only written with regard to a seller, mishum de kimle Zvinta, okay, it's because, you know, the seller knows what he's selling, right? He's very well aware, he knows the market price, he bought this item in, he knows exactly what it sells for, and therefore, he, as opposed to the buyer who just comes in and decides, well, maybe I should buy this, maybe I shouldn't buy it. But the seller knows exactly what's going on in the marketplace, specifically with that item. Aval. The buyer is not an expert. So maybe you might think that it is just a one way. The seller is not allowed to overcharge, but the buyer could make, is given more leeway, and he might get it for less. Luckily, it says, Ema lo hadre rahmana velo tonu. So therefore, you might think that he could underpay, and therefore it says Lord to Onu. And similarly, if it had written this specifically with the buyer, you might think Shum de Kane. No, because he is buying. Okay, and in the times of the Gemara, what we say talking about buying, we say when someone buys from someone else, the important thing is, when he buys, it's like buying is as an advantage to him. Buying is something that you do. He would say that's good. You acquire the item and you're benefiting from the purchase. Okay, kane amra enchi, and people say zvinta kanet aval moche. It says, and once you bought something, you've bought something. It's nice. You're increasing your assets, etc. Aval moche. But when you sell an item, you lose. Okay, that's it. Because Amra Inshu, because people say Zavin Ovid. People, you sell an item, you lose. In other words, if you're forced, really, that's what it's talking about, to sell items over here. It means that you're not doing so well. Okay, it's a bit of a different thing. We say, to increase your bottom line, you have to go along and sell. We're not talking today, about today's terms. They're just talking in general. What people would say is that if you're selling, you kind of losing because you have to sell. Otherwise, you just buy and buy and buy and buy and just have more assets, etc. Okay, I'm interested because people say Zavin Ovid, Emelo, is Hare Rahmana Velo Tonu. You might think that he's not subject to this overcharging. You'd say, listen, because he has to sell something, he's losing anyway, he might as well just be compensated a little bit more if he slightly overcharges. And we say, therefore, Tzricha. No, both the buyer, who you might have thought doesn't really know what the item is, so he can come along and buy it for less because he doesn't really know the item. And also the seller, you might think, because we have Rachmonos on him, because he's losing, we say no. All right, so anyway, Rabbi Huda, the strange statement of Rabbi Huda, Ein ona la taga. There's no law of ona when it comes to taga. So, Mishum, Shu taga, Ein lo ona. So the Gemara, takes a simple meaning of it. It says just because he is a merchant, just because he is a seller, then he doesn't have ona. That seems very counterintuitive. That's it. So, that's. Surely, he's even got a better idea. So now, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav, Bataga, we have two answers to this, I think. Okay, the first one is Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav, Bataga, Safsar, Shanu. We are talking here about a trader. Okay, who buys and sells things. My timer, what is the reason that he has got no or na on it? The reason is, Madiada Zvinte Kamashavia. He's an expert in prices, and really the reason is he knows exactly how much it's worth. Vachula Achul Gabahi Zvina Haki. And therefore he knows, listen, I'm going to sell this for much less than it's worth. I'm going to have, and chain stores have this, they have a loss leader. In terms of it. In other words, they know they're selling something for a loss, but that gets the guy into the store as well. So the same thing here with this merchant. He can't come along later on and claim that, oh my gosh, I got, I was ripped off, I sold it for too little, the guy must pay me back the amount of money, because Mishum, it Ramya, Leiz, Vina, Achriti. No, you say, we know why you sold this, you wanted to get money in quickly to go along and buy something else. So if you're an expert salesman, wholesaler, essentially, that kind of trader who comes along and trades things, sometimes you sell this for slightly less because you need money to buy something else that you're going to make much more profit on. So we don't accept at a later point in time you coming back and doing it. So it says, "Vahashta mia kahada bay," but still, you know, surely, he's retracting from the transaction. Surely, you know, Rav Ashi Amar, no, my ain't a tagar now. So he gives a different explanation from it. Ain't no b'torat or now. No, what we say is there's no law of price differentials with him. Okay, it says Shafilu pachot mikaday or now choser. No, even in this situation, what we're saying is he is such an expert that we even can go along. And less than 1/6, he can come along and renege on the transaction. So the standard laws of onah doesn't apply. Even more strict laws of onah apply to him. So he can come along and claim back at all points in time. He can renege even if it's less than 1/6. Okay, because the whole idea is that he needs it to live. Okay, it's not just someone. He's buying and he's selling. He's buying and he's selling, and therefore, even less than that, you can say, listen, I can't survive without this. So his margins are very thin, and therefore. What we say is that we have to give him at least a basic amount of money. Tanik Vate, Rav Nachman. Okay, so the one thing is that he knows exactly what's going on, therefore, or now it doesn't apply to him. Another one, that was Rav Nachman's view, and Rav Ashi says, no, he's entitled, because he works on such thin margins, to come, and even lesser amount, he can cancel the transaction if it doesn't suit him. However, Tanya Kavatad Rav Nachman, we teach according to the first version, Rabbi Hudomar, Taga, and law, na, Vibineshu, Baki. No, Taga, this merchant, doesn't have the law of Anah applicable to him, because we say that he's expert, and therefore he can't claim later that he didn't know the price. He's an expert, he's buying and selling, and we're saying he would have sold it just for the needs of his own needs, and therefore we say that he is he's not allowed to renege on the transaction because he knows exactly what he's doing. Okay, Mishnah mi sheotil alav yado ala eliona, the one on had the price fraud done on him, he is in the advantage. Money manitin, who is our as we said, you can give back the money or you can cancel the transaction. Money manitin law Rabbi Natan v'lo Rabbi Yudanasi. It's not like Rabbi Natan nor like Rabbi Yudanasi. What do you mean? E Rabbi Natan, if it's like the opinion of Rabbi Natan, Amanitin Katani Ratza. It says that if he wants to, he can say, give me back my money, and or else give me back the amount. Okay, and that's it. So that's what the Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah says. So Ratza, if you wanted to. And however, Brata, in the Brata that we had yesterday, the writer actually started off today at the beginning of it. It says, until when can the buyer retract? He says, the seller can retract. This was a writer that we had yesterday. It is a writer we had yesterday, even though Rabbi Natan, we did start with Rabbi Natan today. It says, Lo Katani Ratza. That didn't say Ratza. It means it's not a question of whether you want to or not. It's automatic that if you do it. So there's a difference between wanting to and something that's automatic, so therefore it can't go like Rabbi Natan. E Rabbi Yudanasi, if it's like Rabbi Yudanasi, Manitin Gatani Lokach, our Mishnah said, it says in terms of the buyer, but in the Brata Gatani Mocher, in the case talking about the seller, so they're talking about different things, the Mishnah versus the Brata. So who does it go like? And we give a siman. Zavrash Zion, which is Rava Lazar, the Bet is Rava, Reish is Rava, and the Shin is Rav Ashi. Okay, so that's the Siman. Okay, Amar Rava Lazar. So we have these different people saying it. Amar Rava Lazar. Rava Lazar says Ona Ona Zu. Any other me shen shana'a? He says, listen, this discussion about ona, he says, I don't know who taught it. Okay, there's a contradiction, and you're right, it must be some unknown third opinion. Okay, so I don't know who taught it. Rabbi Amar, so Rabbi comes along and says, no, He says, "Olam Rabbi Natan he." Really, it is Rabbi Natan. Taninami Brata Ratza. Okay, so we'd come along and change in the Brata, so the Mishnah accords with the Brata, speaking about Ratza that he wants to do. Rava Amar, Rava says, "Olam Rabbi Yehuda Nasi." Really, it could follow Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Umad Ashar Manitin Kamafarish Babrata. The Mishnah talked about the one case, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah he talked about the buyer, the Brata talks about the seller, no problem, and that is how we would do there. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, actually, Daikanami, we actually can say that that. The last one is the more correct one. Because it says both the buyer and the seller, and then all that we do is says mafarish la lolokeach, and all he does is come along and talk about the buyer. So therefore, must be shmamina shirita shirata lemocher. He left out the part about the seller and allowed the brata to complete that. Therefore, shmamina. So it does talk about both buyer and seller, but it only explains the buyer part. Doesn't explain the seller part, left that to the brighter. Okay, so it seems, says Ravashi, that that Rava's opinion, the third opinion, is correct, goes like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Okay, Itmar, it was mentioned, there's a machloket over there, Omar Hamar Lechavero. Person says to his friend, Amanat She'ain Lecha Alai Ona. That on the condition, I'll sell you something, on condition that there's no Ona against me. On that, there's no claim of ona. Rav's opinion, yeshalav ona, doesn't make a difference. There is a claim. You can't go ahead. It's mentioned in the Torah, as we're going to see, that you, even though you say there's no ona, it's something that's in the Torah. You can't contract out of it. Shmuel says no, ein lo alav ona. No, there's no claim of ona. If you agree to that condition, then there is no ona. V'leim Rav, Damak Rabbi Meir, Ushmul, Umar, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe what we would say, this mirrors an earlier machloket, that Rav goes like Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel goes like Rabbi Yehuda, where the Tanya, okay, and we've had this brata in Ketubot and Kedushin, etc. The Tanya, a man goes up to a woman, and he says, Arei at mekudeshetli, wonderful, I'd love to get married to you, engage to you, amanat, she'ein lecha alai, shar ksutvona, you've got no claim on me, for the three things that I have to provide you, food, clothing, and relations. He says, listen, it's not going to be such a great marriage for you, but it's I'll get off scot-free over here. Okay, so do you want to get engaged to me? Harezu mekudeshet, utanai batel div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, she is engaged, okay, and the husband, all the conditions fall away. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion, because you can't go against something in the Torah. And at the very beginning of Parshat Mishpatim, he says you're not allowed to take away Sharak Zutav Onata Lo Yigra. You're not allowed to take that away. Okay, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. You can't go against something in the Torah. So once you are engaged, you've fully liable to provide all of that stuff to her. Rabbi Yodama, Evadavar, She Mamamon, Tanakoam. If it's a monetary thing, specifically in this case, with regard to food and clothing, then you can contract out of it if you want. Even though the Torah gives you a right, you can contract out of the right. So surely, Rab says, ona is written in the Torah. You can't go against that. And Shmuel says no, it's a monetary thing. Therefore, you can go against that. So that's why Shmuel would go like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav would go like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says Amalach Rav. Rav says no, not necessarily. Ana. Dama filik Rabbi Yehuda. I could even say my opinion like Rabbi Yehuda. I'd can lo kama Rabbi Yehuda hatam. Even Rabbi Yehuda only says that is valid when it comes to monetary matters. Okay, only over there. Ella liyada lai kamachla. Because she knows exactly what she's doing. She says, listen, I'll get married to you, even though I know from a monetary point of view. By the way, relations, we say, is not in this, because that's physical. That's a physical deprivation. You're not allowed to do that, as opposed to money and food, which you get, money and clothing, which you get it from somewhere else. No, over here, in this situation. So the woman knows what she's getting into it, and we say, listen, I'm not going to do it over here on the condition that you've got no claim of overcharging against me. How do you know that there is going to be or not? So that you'll consciously go along and waive your rights. No, maybe there's going to be no price gouging over here. Ushmul Amar, Ushmul says, Ana afilu Rabbi Meir. I could even say my opinion like Rabbi Meir. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hatam. Rabbi Meir never says there. Ella devada ka'aka. No, there the husband's definitely going along and going against the Torah with what he says. It says, Aval haka mi yama to ka. Avi Akar, you know, who knows, who says, maybe we'll sell it to him for the right price over here, and therefore there'll be no problem. Okay, Amrav, Anan Rav, Anan said, Lidima Farishli Minay de Mashmul. No, this was explained to me by Mashmul. It says as follows, Haomer Lechavero, Amanat Shain Lacha Alai Ona. If a person comes along and says, I'm going to sell you on condition that you've got no claim of Ona against me, Ain Alav, Ain Lo Alav Ona, then there is no condition, then there's no Ona on again on him. Amanat Shain Bo Ona. If you phrase it slightly different, you say, no, there's no Ona in this transaction. Ah, but there is haray yesh bo ona. Then there is ona, because you're trying to say what's you know, this is blue and it actually is red, and that's plainly false. You can't say there's no ona when there is ona. Okay, maitve, is that really so? The Gemara challenges how no save and attain v'amana. What happens if you conduct business on faith? Okay, so what does that on faith mean? It means a person acquires a certain item at a specific price, and when he sells it, he's saying, listen, I'm adding on a certain amount of the amount that you paid for it. Okay, so even though the price is higher than the value of the item, you can't come along that there's ona, because it's not, you know, what you're doing. He says, I know that I'm adding in a certain amount over and above that. Okay, so there is like a commission that's being added on over and above. Ain law alav ona. Then there's no claim of ona on it. Rav, Dama Anna, Damri Afilu, Rabbi Huda, hi Mani. So, you know, Rav said, listen, I stated my opinion according to Rabbi Huda. You know, how could he say that over there? You know, you can't go against what's in the Torah. So Abaya says, listen, you're right. Actually, we would go along and retract and go back to our earlier suggestion. Mechavre Rav, Amak Rabbi Meir, Ushmo Amak Rabbi Huda. It makes sense to say that Rav goes like Rabbi Meir and says you can't go against what's written in the Torah, and Shmuel goes like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rava Amar, Rava says, no, Lord Kasha, no, it's not necessarily difficult. Kan, Vestam, Kan, Bufurash. It's one thing where the guy says, an ordinary case, where you don't say the price is not the market value, well then, there is Ona. But there's a specific statement that everyone knows that the price isn't the price, that there is an additional commission being added on here as well. Zatanya, and as you learned in a Brata, Vestam, the statement is said in a normal case, aval b'mforash, but if it is explicit, mocharish amal olokach chayvetzi shani mochar lechach my time. He says, listen, about this item that I'm selling you for 200, he says, yodaya ani bo she'eino shave elemana. You know, I know that it's only worth 100. Amanat she'ein lecha alavna, but I'm selling it to you on condition that there's no ona, ein alavona, because there's been full disclosure over here. V'chein lokach, and similarly with regard to a buyer, shama lemocher. So come along, and a buyer says to the seller, he says, listen, chafetz ze shani lokach micha b'mana. I know I'm buying this from you for 100. Yudani sheshave matam. I know it's worth 200. Amanat shani tenecha alai ona. There's no ona on it. Ein lo alav ona. There's no ona on this case. Okay, so now. Tanur Rabbanan, we just have this last bit that we have to do, talking about doing business on faith, okay, and adding in this percentage. If you come along and you add in this thing, the commission, Haray Alav Ze Loi Chashev Etara Hara Bamana Ze Hayafe, you can't come along and say, listen, you know, I'm doing this, the bad one, I'm giving you a thing, but Yafe Veshave, but you can't do the price at the market value. In other words, you've got to do Ela or Zeva Zeva Mana or Zeva Zeva Shava. You've got to do it equally. Either it's all got to be equal, or else you all got to say, listen, there's a commission involved. And similarly, now Tain Sachar Katev, if you come along and you give you have to give the guy some money to hire someone, a porter, Sachar Gamal to transport the item, Shukai Pundak, you know, payment for rent or whatever at a lodging, Sachar. So basically, you know, that he has to come along, and the seller should bear those expenses. All right. So essentially, what the issue was. Sorry, we were in the middle there, and we said, listen, these expenses the seller did them. So therefore, if he gets him back from the buyer, that is not overcharging him, because it's just where you compensation really, where you get a what they call like a reimbursive allowance, you get that back. So therefore, there's no issue with them, because shikavar asmo anon stal. But you know, if it's the seller's own payment for the time that he spent in doing the transaction, mishlam. So what happens is, in that situation, you can't almost double pay, because in this situation you can't pay the guy, because you're already being paid by the person who set him up over here. So therefore, it's like would be adding on an amount over and above. So the Gemara says, Shacharo Mashalem Meheicha Kayavle, but the rest of his wages, where does he get that from? You know, surely, you know, how did he get paid it from that person? Amar Papa, Rav Papa says no, but so basically what happens is that as we had a little bit earlier, this is talking about a person who sells these very cheap clothes, and there's like a set commission that he gets. He can keep 4% commission for every 100, so he gets like a 4% commission for that. Okay, so that really is what's going on over here. The person gets an amount back, for everything that he sells. So is it like a fixed price, and that's how he can keep certain items for himself, and that is understood between the buyer and the seller. Okay, we will leave it there at the Mishnah. Pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah and the new daf. In the meantime, everyone should have a great day.